This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, everybody. Happy Try Month. This March, we're going to be unpaywalling a few episodes from the Patreon, and we're starting with one of our favorites, a recent pro version with one of the best people ever, Lily Sullivan. If you haven't checked out the Patreon, we have a lot of great content on there, including the pro version, the Flager ones, Carl Calls His Cousin, Hollywood Masterclass, and a ton of the videos of all of those recordings. That's available at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Or you can listen to the pro version on Stitcher Premium and use the promo code THEBOYS for 1 month free. Anyway, that's it. Stay tuned for more content throughout the month and enjoy the show.
Okay. Do you want to see? You want to see me do it?
Yeah, show me.
Okay. Soda, soda in my cup. A sweet surprise, I soon will sup. When I say the number's three, then soda in my cup will be. One, two, three. And there is soda in there now.
Okay.
I can't show you. Last time I tried to show you, I spilled all over.
No, I know, but you didn't show it
here.
Before or after. Like, I didn't know
I'll show you after.
To start with.
Well, it's too late. It's too late to show you before, but I will show you after. I you had all the time in the world to say, well, let me see the cup first. There you go.
No, I understand, but
orange.
Okay.
You can see just a little bit.
Yeah, I can see a little bit of it.
It is orange. I never know what it's gonna be.
Particularly fizzy, but
it works
not.
For any cup. It isn't that fizzy, you're right.
Yeah, which fine. With that to me it's is one bad. Of the primary characteristics of soda.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's really fizzy.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm experimenting
whatever.
With different
I'm happy
cups.
For you. What it so what started in the cup? The cup is empty or it's a different
empty.
Liquid?
Nope, empty.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so you have to be holding it in like a certain way. If you're holding it upside down or decide it just will shoot right out.
I had a buddy who could do it, but he would the only thing he could change was like very expensive champagne. Mm. Or like one time I saw him do it with Kahlua. But okay. I said, well, you're spending more on these spirits than you're
to
than you
Kahlua
would have to on
soda.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To turn Kahlua into soda to me is like not,
really yeah.
That's not a come up.
An incantation. Well, I guess they don't have a machine. You can't put it in like a soda stream. You definitely can't put Kahlua in a soda stream.
He said without trying it.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
The pro version.
Yeah, it's the pro version.
Lily's back.
Lily.
It's, hey. It's normal to have Lily on the pro version.
Of course.
Who knows who's going to be on the pro version? This is 2022.
No, it's true. Like, it's so funny when you start a new year and you kind of go in thinking, I know what the pro version is. And then you get absolutely fucking walloped mm-hmm. straight in the side of the dome piece by Lily. And I want to talk first, Lily, about, and I want to do this with everyone.
Okay.
Can you walk me through, because we did just kind of get out of the holiday seasons. Can you walk me through Christmas morning pulling that big juicy orange out of the Christmas stocking?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, first of all of our stockings are huge at my family's home.
They're big,
Even though we're all in our 30s, we get probably...
Your entire family is in their 30s?
Yeah, my dad and my
That's
mom.
That's my kind of family.
And my stepmom's in her 20s.
Wow.
But my dad Late and 20s. My stepmom and my regular mom, they all come over.
Your family are all elder millennials.
Yeah, they are. Mm. They're in their late 30s. But me and my brothers were in our early 30s.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And you hold that over them, you old ass late 30s dinosaurs.
Oh, God.
Get on my young 30s level.
Exactly. And yeah. You guys are elder millennials, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you know. You're about my parents' age.
And that's what we like. We like trophies and we like big stockings to fit them in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so anyway, we get so many gifts, even though we're all in our 30s. We get the treat. The whole room is filled because we love gifts and capitalism. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
you walk downstairs.
Oh my gosh.
You can't even move, you guys. You
don't
can't
come
even,
down yet.
You have to open your gifts to make a path to get all the way to the mantle, to the fireplace. Wow.
Your 39-year-old dad. But... You wake up too early and your 39-year-old dad is like, it's not ready yet. Don't come down yet.
Stay up there. If you see Santa, he will shoot you.
His mouth.
Which is like that's part of the story in my house is like, you better go to sleep because if you see Santa, he shoots you with a gun.
Well, my dad, this Christmas, his mouth was just covered in little crumbs and a milk mustache.
Oh, no.
Come on.
What happened? He fell?
He fell straight into the coffee table that had the milk and cookies on it and just shattered its glass.
Oh, Dad.
But he had glass all over his body, but he had crumbs, milk, and cookies all over his face.
Crumb ass face, old ass 30-year-old. That's so fucking Christmas. Go ahead.
And then, our stockings are so big that I basically just climb into mine and I dig deep on down and I find those oranges at the bottom.
You had a whole heap of oranges this year.
So your oranges are in the toe. What you can do if you have a stocking that big, what we usually do, because the toe's very slender. Our stockings are skinny. They're so skinny.
Long, but very long. But
so long. No. That's from the very top of the staircase is the base of the stocking.
And whoa.
So to get the orange down there, you put it in the top, and you have to go outside and just kind of keep whipping it around until the orange gets kind of close to the end.
But the way, when I grew up, it would be more in the foot, the opening, the ankle opening is like you just see a big, juicy, glistening navel orange just poking out of the very top saying, Merry Christmas. Hello. I bite right into it. You know, I didn't even take time to peel it when I was little. I just start chomping away, choke. I didn't care, you know.
The peel's good for
you. Choke, get sick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Throw up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got a barf bag right there, your stocking, you know?
Yeah.
But that's really cool. I'm happy that you had such a special Christmas.
It was so special. We had to take my dad to the hospital, but it was good.
No, yeah, of course.
The millennial hospital.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody expects something just given to them. Mm-hmm. Nobody works for anything at the millennial hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just give you avocado toast.
Right?
It's unbelievable.
You pay for coffee.
You pay $8 for
How about make a cup of coffee? And by the way, drink coffee, not this frappolatte macchiato.
Freaking mocha chocolata,
Yeah.
Gitchy latte.
Yeah, what happened to a goddamn cup of fucking Joe? That's not good enough for you?
I don't understand why it takes coffee. So fucking long to make. Why does it take so
it
long
takes so
to
long.
Make one stupid little cup of coffee?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I know I'm dating myself talking like my parents right now, but why when they make why does it take 9 minutes?
Yeah. How could it take 9 minutes?
How?
Walk me through minute by minute what happens, Kevin.
Okay. First, you put your order in. Then they apparently Google on TikTok how to make coffee the long way.
Right?
Yeah.
Here, let me back up. Step one, grow the beans, apparently.
Yeah.
And step two, ship them in from wherever country they're coming from.
Right. Yeah.
And step three, make the coffee the long way.
Step three, there's supply chain issues.
I already did step three.
Step three.
I know, but I'm pushing yours to step four.
Yours should be step four because step three is there's supply chain issues.
There's supply chain issues.
Mr. Okay. Buttigieg. Thank you very much. Right? I mean, is there not? The damn booty judge is giving me supply chain issues so that I can make long coffee.
Are we ready for step four, or do you have another one that you
I'm thinking about it. Step four, catch the beans, apparently. Go catch the beans.
Okay.
Oh, I got one.
So mine is step five now?
Step five, grind the beans.
Right? Oh, yeah, and apparently they're not allowed to use any of the... I've seen these mechanical grinders. In fact, I have one in my kitchen. It goes pretty fast. They must not have that here.
No, they have an old-fashioned one.
We're on now.
Yeah.
Before I even get to go.
Okay, I guess you can go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which one are we even on?
I think it's six.
Six.
Make the coffee the long way. Six.
Right? Boom.
And you guys, we just roasted
that. Oh, and spell my name wrong.
Yeah, they're the don't taste of their own medicine for a change. They roasted. They usually do that.
They usually roast. Apparently, they roasted themselves there right after I order the long way.
Step eight, serve it to a bunch of men wearing little hats.
Right? Yeah. Are these guys, where do they get the hats? What?
Do they even know they're there? They're so small.
They're
cropped
so
jeans.
Small.
Yeah.
Millennials with their cropped jeans and their tiny little fez that they wear.
These teeny hats. I thought it was like a Banksy thing. I was like, is he putting hats on these guys? Yeah. I liked it. I said, somebody's finally putting little hats on these guys to see how silly they are. But then I realized, no, they're doing it themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Just an incredibly tiny little fez.
It's so small. I mean, it looks like it should be the cap of a toothpaste or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's really crazy to me, these tiny fezzes. And I go, this now is a hat?
Yeah. But then the sweatshirts are so big.
The mm-hmm. sweatshirts are big and have too many arms. Right?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Because
mm-hmm. you tie one of the pair of arms around your waist, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And then another pair.
It's so big, you actually do need that to keep the freaking thing on.
Yeah. You tie one at your waist and one around your neck, because otherwise it's going to slide right down off your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
It wrap around like, your legs, make you fall down.
It makes you look like you're at a tennis match and you're like, you know, you've got a sweatshirt around your waist at the mm-hmm. same time as you're wearing one.
Yeah. And you're then, of tennis course, match that... and your Nirvana unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And the head hole is an arm sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way you can even tell which way is up on these freaks is that there's a fez up there.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's the head.
Yeah, I guess at least it tells me which end to speak to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it, thankfully in the sweatshirts, they put like, you know, with sheets, they'll say like this side is like the top.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little tag that says this is the neck.
Yes. I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I need it. Because I can't find normal sweatshirts anymore. Where did those go?
Yeah.
When I go to the store, I only see these sweatshirts we're describing. With the two tie sleeves, the label for the head end, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The really long and big. I don't see what I think of as a sweatshirt, which is like, you just put it on.
When they're hanging, they look kind of like crabs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a crab body with a bunch of arms, skinny arms.
Oh, I've been, I've been very scared by these at the store.
Yeah.
Very scared by them, of getting pinched by one.
Anyway, walking into 2022 with this energy, Vince McMahon gif. And we want to talk... A little about, we have so little time left.
Yeah, so what's the deal? You guys wanted me on the short one, huh? The short podcast?
You don't even, I mean, this could be the I don't know Kevin's plan. Kevin's plan for 2021 was have as many podcasters on the show as possible. It was incredibly unambitious and somehow didn't even reach the very low standard that
but
was
I
set.
Like that, like, you know, you set a New Year's resolution or whatever, like, it's good to make it achievable. Like, if you aim too high, you're not going to get there. So I think it was smart in a way to say, I'm going to get podcasters to do this other podcast.
So that's what I am.
Is fine. No. This is a new year.
This is a new year. Oh, reset. Okay. And so
I don't know.
Pro version is where we have the real guests. Makes sense.
Okay.
This is where, you know, we need people to be here.
Okay.
Makes no sense that we were giving it all away on the free thing. And then they're like, oh, by the way, you pay to come back here. There's nothing. There's nothing here.
Go ahead and pay. And then when you get back here, it's like you're just hanging out with the security guards. It's like, this is the VIP section. All the stars are out there.
So which am I? I'm on the paid version. Where
it could be. This is paid. Yes. I don't know what Kevin's doing this year.
Yeah. I don't know what he does.
Well, we'll ask Kevin later because we only have so much time.
We're almost out of time.
We need to.
You get back in
the
VIP and you're like, can I leave? And we're like, okay, you can leave in a month. That you're subscribed for a month, though. You have to stay in the VIP for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mostly like, okay, I'm going to.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm and definitely
that month comes
leaving.
And you go like, gosh. The VIP was just starting to get a little bit fun. And now like somebody kicked down the fire exit. It's like everyone's gone.
So
it's great to be here.
Walking into 2022. And I want to talk about leaving the past behind us, moving forward, taking the events of 2021, Boo 2021, dumpster fire.
Yes, mega dumpster fire, bad year, and broke the streak of good years.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying to myself, gosh, I'm so glad I haven't had to say boo to any of the years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And 2021 came, tapped me on the shoulder.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes. RIP, good years.
Mm-hmm.
Negative 3,000 to 2020.
Yeah, to just about through 2020, which rocked.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
But it is, we should put it away, and I think we should honor the past before we say goodbye to it.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Yeah.
History, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, we all
and so
old
what we want to do is read a short, please, entry from each of our diaries, and it's just an event of this year that we want to hold space for, but then relinquish to past history and share it with others so that we may release it. And so just a quick diary entry, and then we move forward. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can go first. December 2021. Anxious. That was the expression on my face when my uncle told me that he was moving to another town. At first, I thought he was doing one of his famous, very short jokes. But then the expression on his face told me he was being incredibly serious. I asked him where I was going, and he said something so weird I didn't even know if it was a place or if he had even answered my question or not. My first reaction was to tell him that I was moving too, just to show him how ridiculous the entire thing was. I started putting all my things in a huge pile and knocking them over. This would be happening to him soon, too. I explained. He said that I could move if I wanted, but his apartment was too small for me to do Muay Thai kickboxing in. I also reminded him that I didn't even know where anything was there. The danger of getting lost was incredible. A few weeks later, I saw my uncle at Brantoon's grocery store. I thought you moved, I said. He told me he had decided not to and forgot to tell me. Now I understood the concept of love bombing. So that's what love bombing is. And it actually turns out that basically my entire family has been doing this to me. They shower you with affection. And then they're like, oh, we're like going somewhere else. Or like, we didn't get you something. This is something that I'm just kind of recently being. My diary's over, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually trying to talk to you guys now. Like this,
your
is,
diary voice is the same as your normal voice. So
I was
going to
say
it's
the
actually
same
very
thing.
Different. It's really not the same thing.
Maybe it's your connection because it to me it sounded like the diary entry and your talking were.
I can't wait to hear yours. Really can't wait to hear your diary voices and how different.
I'm happy to share mine.
Okay, great.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I'm happy to hear.
Can't wait. I just said I can't wait.
To let me get it out. Here it is.
I'll listen to it.
I'm really excited. Wow. That's really nice. Very skinny.
Okay. December 25th, 2021. Christmas started out perfectly. Running down the stairs through the pile of gifts and climbing into my big stocking for all the oranges. But things took a nasty turn later in the evening when our family was playing charades. All of a sudden, I felt like I wasn't getting any attention. I decided, while acting out Rainbow, to pretend like my arm had been dislocated from the socket. I started screaming bloody murder. Ah! Oh, my arm! Oh, fuck! Fuck! My family rushed to my side. But to their surprise, they found that my arm was not dislocated, at which point I sprinted to the bathroom, flung the door closed, and locked myself in there for the rest of the night. My family was so upset that they called the fire department to get me out. The fire department broke down the door to find me in a bathtub, fully naked, no water. It was at that point that I realized maybe I had gone too far. Maybe I didn't need to put on such a big show. After all, my mom was in tears, and my little brother has to go to a serious therapy session tomorrow to deal with the trauma. Overall, it wasn't as bad of a year as I thought it would have been. But today was not good. Hopefully, things will get better in 2022. Love always and forever, Lily. That's the end of it.
That was great.
It's really nice that you sign it. That
yeah.
You sign your diary.
So nice yeah. for your diary.
Well, I want my diary to know that it's me and forever, always. Love, Lily.
That story was really scary.
What are you talking about?
Well, there was like just like when you screamed, that was.
Well, it hurt.
Scared me.
It didn't hurt. I thought it didn't hurt.
But
the way you were screaming, I actually thought that you had hurt yourself while you were.
I thought, oh no.
Is that what happened? Did you hurt yourself while you were reading the story?
From reading?
No, I didn't. It's just that I'm an actress, so I can channel the pain. And for me, when I thought about if somebody dislocated their arm, I actually feel that. Like that actually, like I feel it.
How did they determine? Here's what I'm curious about. Like, it would be tough for me to know for sure visually from looking at someone that their arm or like their shoulder or something like definitely wasn't dislocated.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Especially if you're like a good actress.
Well, so I think normally, like, your shoulder, like, it's like your shoulder goes away.
Oh, okay. And your family knows that. I guess I just haven't.
My family is all doctors.
Oh, wow.
Except for me and my brother and my other brother and my stepmom and my mom and
wow,
my dad.
That's really sad that your 31-year-old brother has to go to really serious therapy, too.
He's pretty fucked up from everything.
That's sad, but I just want to say, like, you don't have to be a doctor to know that mostly your shoulder goes away. And I've seen that. And I have no training per se, but I am naturally rather medical.
Okay.
Yes. I'm just sort of naturally medical. I haven't seen
that. Nobody's ever done that around me, so.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope they don't. You won't be prepared to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's ever done that.
Well, you should come play games at my family's home sometimes.
Okay. But it didn't happen when that time either. I just.
But that invitation might... for everybody?
No. It's just sorry, for Kev.
Hayes. Is this because you're on the pro version?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I guess I'll read my diary. I mean, I'm a little embarrassed.
You should hurry up. There's not much time left.
Yeah, we're basically done.
Okay. Hey, diary. It's January 3rd, 2022. Sorry I didn't write in you at all last year. So, what started out as a good day turned pretty bad, but what else is new? I was on my normal walk, taking the usual route, when all of a sudden, mine eye did spy exactly what I'd been looking for. It was as if God pulled the clouds apart and sent a beam of sunshine directly on to my trophy, a stick long enough to reach the leaf on the tree in my front yard. So, I picked up the stick and went running back home. I fell once or twice on the way, but that's to be expected. When I got there, my front gate was locked, but I didn't get discouraged. Instead, I went around. When I got around and reached for the leaf, I realized the stick wasn't long enough at all. And also, one of the times I fell, it had broken in half, which at first made me excited that I had two sticks, but then I realized that both of the sticks wouldn't work, either of them, for what I wanted to do, diary, and I couldn't do it. So instead, I decided to try to dig a hole big enough that I could pull the tree out of the ground and take the leaf down. As I began digging with the sticks, they broke several more times. And then I poked myself in the stomach really hard and scratched myself, and it really hurt. At that point, I basically was all done digging with the sticks and didn't even care about the leaf anymore, as I had to go inside to do an interview with the graduate student I had met at school drop off who wanted to interview myself and Mira about our relationship. She had a theory that marriages are more successful when the woman is the primary breadwinner in the household. I don't know exactly why, but that's psychology grad students anyway. We answered her questions and everything seemed to be going just fine. That's when I realized something was off about Mira. That night in bed, as we discussed our relationship, she dropped a bombshell on me. It turns out that the startup she had been dealing with in Israel, who she was supposed to shepherd the launch of and bring them into her big tech company, well, the man who's in charge is coming over from Tel Aviv to sweep her off her feet, and they've fallen in love over various Zoom sessions, and now she's going to be living with him for an indeterminate amount of time. I said to Mira, don't do this, don't do this. But then I helped her pack her suitcase because I guess that's just our routine. I always help her pack because she can't fold clothes. So then after that, I kind of just went outside in the middle of the night and looked at the leaf again for a while. And then I went to look for another stick, but there's no sticks on the ground. And I started to get mad at some of the dogs in the neighborhood because I think maybe they ate them. Anyway, diary, that's so far. This is 2022. And thanks, diary. And so I'll see you later, diary.
Okay. It was very long.
Was it?
Yes. And also, I couldn't help but notice that it did take place today. Today was the date on it.
Yeah.
Even though there is a appears to have been a day to night.
Yeah, there seemed to be a bedtime
transition.
I'm on the East Coast.
Okay. The sun, like, the sun is literally blinding.
But can I say something?
Yeah.
You had a really good diary voice.
Hey! Finally, something positive.
Okay, can I say something? You did not understood the assignment.
It was really long.
Oh, it's really long, huh?
It's really long.
I gotta say, just as the person who wrote it and then had to read it, it flew by for me.
Okay.
It flew. And I feel like I was thinking, gosh, I shortchanged them. This could have been even longer because I didn't talk at all about the praying mantis I found while I was digging or how its leg looked hurt or how I tried to pick it up with the stick and then I couldn't get it on the stick. I don't think I did. And I couldn't get it on the stick because I think because its leg was hurt. So then I had to get a leaf so that it had like a wider base. And then I moved it to the front of the garden and I think it's doing pretty well. I haven't checked.
Okay.
Okay.
That was today as well.
Oh my God. Yes. Everything was today. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Just seems like a pretty long day.
Yeah,
I guess I just didn't like interrogate anyone about their diary entries and like
that actually might have been nice for anyone to say anything about my story at all.
I honestly can't tell
when you're doing your diary and when you're talking.
I seriously don't even remember a word of yours.
You don't remember a single word?
I don't remember a word.
Okay.
But mine was very memorable. I don't think anyone would forget mine.
Lily's I remember all of, and I also am curious, is anyone concerned about the status
mine was
of the relationship?
So long
Mira's
ago.
In Tel Aviv with the head of the startup that her company's absorbing.
Mine, I honestly forget mine too. It happened like 1,000 years ago, basically. The charms was so long.
What was yours about?
Well, here, yours isn't true.
Mine was like, about my uncle announced to me with warning whatsoever that he was moving to another town, and then I saw him at Brantoon's grocery store.
Well, so okay, do you think your uncle's
too sunny for that to have happened.
Do you think your uncle's a liar or do you think that he's a cheater?
No, I actually think he genuinely changed his mind.
Really? Because of what you said?
Was it because of what I said? Might have been because when I piled everything up.
Did you go?
And I knocked it down. He's like, I certainly don't want that to happen to me.
Did you go, was it something I've said?
Who is
okay,
that?
Okay, whose diary voice is this?
Did you go, was it something I said?
Kevin, read some of your diary now.
Yeah, fast.
Now.
Hurry,
now.
Kevin.
So fast.
It's Jesus. December 28th, 2021.
Wow, these all just happened.
I'm so glad to be done student teaching. My class honestly sucked. Yesterday, the lesson was about shock, and I brought in my Christmas present where you can monitor your brain waves when you look at different things.
The lesson was about what?
Shock. Anyway, okay. I said, put up the most gnarly YouTube video you guys can find, and I'll show you, we can watch my brainwave reactions. They put in YouTube, world's most horrifying car crashes. Little did I know, Jerry unplugged my machine. They all started laughing as all these horrifying car crashes happened and my brainwaves were dead flat. They kept saying, this bum ass teacher, his brainwaves are dead. This sucks. And then I was trying to defend myself and say, I think there's something wrong with the machine. Little did I know, Jerry took my lunch out and said, why do you have pudding and applesauce? Just bring one. Also, what else did you bring? Why is it just these two? And I tried to say, I like the different textures in my mouth. And they all laughed, and the class is over now.
Sorry.
Love you, mean it.
Love you, mean it?
Yeah, I mean it.
That's is that cute. A reference to Whitney Cummings talk show?
I don't know. Did she say that?
Yeah.
She called it that.
Oh, cool.
She said that when she was saying what the name was.
Yeah, she said it every time someone asked, what's the name of your show?
Well, she just got a new subscriber.
fuck, you're going to subscribe to her canceled show? I guess that's what people do with me.
That's what this show is, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's true. I don't know why I acted like that was weird. That's what everyone who's listening to this is doing.
Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.